Hey, buddies, what's up? Godless Kinzer here, podcasting to you from LSA Anaconda near beautiful sunny Balad, Iraq. It's been another week, and you know what that means? It's time once again to hunker in the bunker for another episode of Watch It Burn.
There's a special message for about a third of America. You fucking sicken me. Flag-waving goose-steppers, chicken-shit cowards, saying love it or leave it. I got nothing to hide, they can search my stuff. You can listen to my phone calls, just protect me from the terrorists. Fuck you. Giving away your rights for security is bullshit. There is no threat that bad. You are more likely to be killed by your doctor due to medical mistakes than you are to be killed by a terrorist. Our fathers, our grandfathers, they fought World War II. Our founding fathers fought the revolution that gave birth to our nation. They faced very real threats, bigger threats than the bullshit you're scared of. You fucking sicken me. You really do. Every day, I'm over here facing the very real possibility of dying, so you can stay back there in your comfort of your own home and cheapen my fucking potential sacrifice by giving up the very liberties that I have sworn to protect. I have mortar rounds land so close to my goddamn hooch that I wake up and the windows are rattling. It makes me physically ill that my life is at risk, supposedly in your name. I want to come back there and I want to take the flag out of your hands because you don't deserve to fucking touch it. I want to jam it in your goddamn throat and shit in your fucking mouth. The free trade fascists and corporatist bloodsuckers that are screwing the middle class and destroying us every way they can, driving down wages by allowing illegal immigrants to be hired in their companies, because they know it drives down the wages because they can pay them less, and they can pay them less and less until eventually their ultimate goal is fucking slaves. It's bullshit. And complicit unions that are allowing it by allowing illegals to join them, you're just as much a part of the problem. You want to do something about illegal immigration? Start busting CEOs of the companies that are hiring these people. Start pressuring Mexico for some real reform so these people don't have a need to come to our country. They're coming to our country because they are desperate, and you cannot blame them for wanting to survive. They go where they know they can survive because these fucking companies continue to hire them. They're taking up places in our economy where our smart-ass ingrate teenagers can learn the value of a day's hard work. These same free trade fascists and corporatist bloodsuckers push trade agreements on our puppet legislators that allow multinational global corporations to tear down any local laws we put in place to protect us because they will be barriers to free trade. XYZ Corporation, under free trade laws, can sue your city and make them take down environmental laws that prevent them from dumping toxins because it hurts their bottom line, and it's a violation of free trade. And the people that are allowing this, puppet legislators, political cross-dressers that are selling us out to these same corporate interests because they know when they get done and they get out of office and they've got their nice little pension from that, they can get a job with them as a lobbyist making millions. But while they're in office, they just keep passing more and more laws for these fucking corporate interests at the expense of the rest of us. And they say support our troops while they fuck the veterans. They fuck the veterans by allowing budgets to go through that cut funding for the VA, to where we see VA clinics closing in our faces as we come back from here missing limbs, with traumatic brain injuries, paralyzed, psychological scars so bad they'll never fucking heal in some cases. These people, the political cross-dressers, put in office by their constituents who expect them to vote one way, but they vote the other, voting against the interests of the people who put them in those jobs. Voting against the very people who pay their fucking wages. And now, we have constitutional illiterates and unitary monarchists on the Supreme Court that believe in the theory of the unitary executive, where the executive branch has more power than the legislative or the judicial. And it's bullshit. They count on us not knowing what the Constitution actually says. Our Constitution provides three separate, co-equal branches of government. None more powerful than the others, each keeping the others in check in a system of checks and balances that was meant to prevent one party from ever having ultimate power and potentially abusing it. You know what a unitary executive is? It's a fucking king. America has only one king, and that king is the law. No man is above the law. No man is king in America. The third George in office in America wants to be George III. Read a little history. Oh, would-be theocrats hold a special place in my little reservoir of rage. These are the kind of people that can put a knife in a baby and push it in real slow till it reaches the hilt, and then turn it a little bit because their god told them to. More likely, it's something they've always wanted to do, but they justify it by saying their god wants them to. They're the kind of people that want to rule our lives, tell us who we can love and how we can, want to tell us we can't have birth control, can't have abortions, don't have any control over your body. They want it so where my wife and I, every time we have sex, she's pregnant till her uterus falls out or she dies. These people aren't against abortion. They're against women. They're against freedom. That's not what America is about. We have separation of church and state because there is no atrocity that cannot be justified by religion. The kind of people who want to be theocrats, who want to have a religious nation where the laws of their particular faith rule, are the kind of people that want to abuse that power, want to tell us how we can live. And that is the reason why the founders chose to separate religion from government. And why do we have all these problems in our country? Because of media whores who do the bidding of their corporate masters and don't tell us the truth. They tell us what one side of the issue said, then they tell us what the other side said. They don't tell us who's lying, because they don't want to seem to be biased against the liars. They're no more liberal than their corporate masters allow them to be. And the willfully ignorant that just listen to this and lap it up and don't bother to research it for themselves, the gullible, the naive, the intellectually lazy, who just sit there and absorb it all and say, yeah, I know what's going on, when all they know is what they're told to know. All of you people, you fucking sicken me. You are enemies of America. You are enemies of the Constitution that I have sworn to uphold and defend. You are my enemy. And I will not rest until you are defeated. I will fight you by every legal means there is. If it comes to it, if it ever becomes necessary, know this. I am perfectly willing to do whatever it takes to destroy you to save America. I will fight you in the streets. I will hunt you down. I will find where you hide, and I will drag you out by the short hairs, and I will put you to death, because that is what you are trying to do to the country I love.
Where do weapon makers go when the nations are at peace? Where do arms merchants go when the nations are at peace? Where do weapon salesmen go when the nations are at peace? They go in search of enemies. Where do all the generals go when the nations are at peace? Where do cold warriors go when the nations are at peace? Where do CIA directors go when the nations are at peace? They go in search of enemies.
And sometimes, even when we're not at peace. Talking about making trouble with Iran now. I really, really sincerely hope that they're not serious about this crap, because I don't know how many of you have read about it or seen about it, but Iran supplies a good portion of China's oil, and they have a treaty of some sort. I don't know if it's a military mutual defense treaty or if it's just a non-aggression pact or something like that where they leave each other alone, or if it's even most favored nation trading status in a way. But I also know that the current government of Iraq has also signed a mutual defense treaty with Iran. So, that being the case, if we were to attack Iran, then, according to terms of these treaties, we would end up at war with China, worst case scenario, and also at war with the government of Iraq. Whereas currently we're only at war with the percentage of the population that wants us out and those who support them. which is quite a few from everything I've been hearing. And I can't say as I blame them. Put yourself in their shoes for a moment. Just look at the fact that they have a foreign army occupying their country, on their soil, in their holy cities, driving through their streets, ignoring their traffic laws, and put on top of that, the second largest force here, the private contractors, who are under no kind of legal restrictions that are enforceable anyway. And so now you have a situation where saber-rattling of this kind and action that would lead to that, or from that, action that would lead from that, will lead directly to a huge war. Huge. We are stretched pretty thin right now. And we do okay, you know, nerves are getting on edge here and there because we are working hard, but that's to be expected in a stressful situation like this. And we do the best we can, and we do a pretty damn good job with what we do and what we have. We make it work, folks. We are Americans, after all, and America has a great history of making do with what you have, and innovation, improvising, making things work, pulling it out of your back pocket, or as we say around here, pulling it out of your ass to get it done, or jumping through your ass to get it done. So it's really, really unwise to go looking for enemies when you're already in the middle of fighting. You know what, folks? I got something to say. Chicken hawks. I see so many times that politicians, people running for office, are going to impugn the patriotism of somebody who served when they themselves did not when their time came up. And you know, it's just a bunch of crap. You hear things like, oh, you know, I had other priorities. There's the wonderful one. That's just the capper, the topper, you know. But even better than that, I think, was too many minorities had already joined and taken all the slots. That's a load of crap. But then you get, you know, I'll figure out, I'll remember who it was. I don't know who that was, but one of them saying he had a bad knee so he couldn't go to Vietnam. And yet he doesn't have any problem playing basketball or running and stuff like that. You know what? I've got a bad knee. You know what? Fuck you. I've got a bad knee. I'm on permanent medical profile for my knees. My knees have been trashed since 1993, and I just don't understand. You know, I'm over here, I'm deployed, I'm serving a combat zone. Just because you've got some kind of limitation, physical limitation, if you really do, you know, fuck these people. The loudest motherfuckers always talking about that we have to go to war for this, we have to go to war for that. When their time came, just to chicken shit. I tell you, our drill sergeants told us in basic training, when the other platoons were sounding off so loud, turned around just and said, you know what? You guys be the silent professionals. Empty vessels make the most noise. Folks, some of you know what that music means, but those of you who don't, it's time for me to start wrapping this up. So here we go into my final segment for the show. Enjoy. Brian Turner was an infantry fire team leader in Iraq for a year with the 3rd Striker Brigade Combat Team of 2nd Infantry Division, 3rd BCT 2ID. He has written a book of poetry called Here, Bullet. And it won, he won the 2005 Beatrice Holly Award for Poetry. I'd like to read just my favorite poem from it. And it's, this book is well worth checking out, folks. If you can get a hold of it, Actually, if you can't get a hold of it, go look for it. Make a way to get a hold of it and read this. It's very, very incredibly well written. The imagery is just incredible. I just love it. But here we go. Sadiq by Brian Turner. It should make you shake and sweat, nightmare you, strand you in a desert of irrevocable desolation. The consequences seared into the vein. No matter what adrenaline feeds the muscle its courage, no matter what God shines down on you, no matter what crackling pain and anger you carry in your fists, my friend, it should break your heart to kill. Until next time, everybody. Hey, thanks again for listening, everybody. If you liked what you heard, you can go ahead and go on my website, godlesskinzer.com, K-I-N-S-E-R, and look over on the right sidebar. You'll see a little Amazon Honor System box. You can go ahead and click on there and make a donation to support this fine program. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you're very true. Yeah, yes, indeed.